challenging to other ministries that if you are a 501c3, you are a corporation, corp, you're a body, and that you're either and as an IRS designated write-off, and you have a social security number with a corporation, and that is a body, that you are under certain government. And in California and with the federal government, you are under their judicial rulings. And this is in direct conflict to the, being under, in other words, you're under their headship. What they say goes, what the laws are in place, you have to abide by their regulations. They become state churches, as in communist Russia and communist China. Therefore, there's the free church, and you can look at the radicals. There's a movie called that about the Anabaptists and the Mennonites and the Amish and all of those that came out of that tradition, that the constitutional republic that was formed in this nation was predicated on the separation of church and state. You see, when you are a corporation under a 501c3 IRS heading, all your assets belong to the state. It is public property. It is not the property of those who have invested in it, who have a certain way of thinking and governing themselves according to the Holy Bible, the Old and New Testament. You are under the laws of man. And that means you're under the government of man. And what this means, this goes back to the history books in which the Torah was given for civil government, and the 613 laws. There's civil laws, there's moral laws, there's temple sacrifice laws, and then there's dietary laws. Those are the four basic breakdowns. The civil laws are, it's very simple and very straightforward. If you do this, this happens. If you don't, do it. And God was the king over the Hebrews when they went into the promised land to take the land that was designated by God for them, and to purge out the wicked tares, bloodlines, seed lines that were demonically sown into the land. I won't go into that, but he was the king. And then the Lord set up judges. The judges were the lawmakers, those who ruled as under the Mosaic Tabernacle. The judges were those who judged the peoples when there was a conflict, a problem, the sin problem, a theft, so on. And the judges often sat at the gates and judged the peoples, property rights, etc., etc. And this was the governing, the legislating of God's laws under his kingship. He was the king. He was the God king. And as it developed later, Samuel's judgeship, Eli, one of the priests, and there was still a priesthood, he became very corrupt, and the glory of God, the presence of God, left, because the priesthood would not bring, meaning Eli, would not bring his house under the government of God's laws, and thereby corrupted and defiled the dwelling place of God. And the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, left Shiloh, Ichabod, the glory is gone, and judgment came. And then later on, the people cried out to Samuel, "We want a king like the other nations." And God told Samuel that they weren't rejecting Samuel, because Samuel was pretty upset about it, but that they were rejecting him as king over the nation, and go ahead and pick out a king. But all these things were going to happen when this king was put into place. And the law was there, the judges were there to still judge and hold the king to account. But the people went through taxes and had to conscripted their children for military service, the men and the young women for serving the king, and so on and so on it went. until Saul, King Saul, the kings began to think they were God kings. They took the place of God, and that power corrupted. And the law, the judges were to bring that corruption under accountability to God's laws, hence the civil laws. But they were not under the direct presence and the anointing of the Spirit of God until David. That's why David is a type of the Messianic kingdom. Now, let me just go into this next part. That's just a brief overview. I'm going to get into this in more detail, Lord willing, in the next several installments or segments of this, about thinking about how you order your life. Currently in American politics, there is a man running, and his name is Donald Trump, and he is being used, and he's a righteous, decent human being compared to the current very, very corrupt administration that is operating and been operating in our country for for decades now. And this man is bringing to surface and forcing the issue of corruption. He had a meeting with 1,000 evangelical leaders 2 days ago in New York, the top leaders of Christianity. And one of the main points, according to some people who were there, is that he was going to rescind the 501c3 Lyndon Baines Johnson clause. This is a great step. It's a beginning. It's a beginning. But in my spirit, I was so grieved, because I realized that all these people that are still under a 501c3 are still under the government regulations, and that they need to come out and be separate from that Babylonian system, because it was always the intention of the founding fathers of the Constitutional Republic that there be a separation of church and state. The state does not own church property, like in European and even Anglican and Roman Catholic. And let me also add here, those who know about the corporate status of a 501c3 is that there's a social security number for this body politic, is what it was. And if you are to get out of your social security number, the papers are written off by the Roman Catholic Church, and your social security number is traded on the New York Stock Exchange. You are a commodity through stealth and through Western banking. Do the research. You are enslaved to this system through years of corruption at the top levels and compromise within the Church of Christ. And the issue is a truth issue.